Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and we are here with you on the Brilliant BetQL Network. Every game here is Game 7. Every game is Game 7 when you put a couple bucks down on it. And I was going to continue, but I can see myself on camera now. And I got it. Man, this pimple on the side of my head is just absolutely massive, isn't it?
I like your, vainness. Imagine me saying vainness as a word. I like the vanity is what makes you you, though. I don't have any of that. I look like a caveman every day. Like an unshaved caveman wearing a hat and headphones. Looks like I'm wearing like a full Halloween costume right now, almost on my face. Meanwhile, you have like one slate, right? Just scratch my chest. Oh, welcome to You Better You Bet. You have like one minor imperfection. You're like, I can't. I got to stop the show right
it's
now.
It's not a minor imperfection. I got a crater on the side of my head right now. This thing is huge.
Is that what it is? Really?
Is your wife or is like anyone like in your family into, because there is a very like strange, in my opinion, and okay. Like I'm talking about like my girlfriend and future wife when I say this, but a very okay. strange like genre of people that enjoys watching like things getting popped. Like,
well, there's a
pimples.
Show. Which does your girlfriend watch the show?
I'm sure she's obsessed with it because like, all she
my
does
wife
is, like,
definitely
Snapchat.
Watches the show.
Dr. Pimple Popper
is the name
okay.
of the show. Yeah.
So your wife likes this also.
This could go down a disgusting path, but sometimes like we'll have like if I have what you have right now, and her first immediately is just like, want me to pop it for you?
Oh, like, it's so funny. Your wife and my girlfriend
and
have
like,
never met.
Don't ask me that ever again.
well, I let my girlfriend pop this because she's like, I feel like I'm like a human pincushion.
No,
like
boy.
I'm like under the microscope here.
This is a genre that I am. Makes me very, very nauseous. This is a genre that like my wife asked me the question
it.
And I'm like, I'm out. I'm out on the whole thing. If you're watching the show, I'm downstairs, I'm in the basement, I'm doing something else.
So I've got this like huge crater on the side of my head right now, and like my girlfriend popped it before the show, and I'm like, if you pop it, is it gonna make it worse? Is it gonna be more noticeable? And she was like, no, it's gonna be great. And now I look like, I don't know, man. Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, except there's nose
on
the
please.
Side of my head.
It's just, okay. Well, the entire rest of the show, we'll attempt to, we'll try to keep you on the rails, self-esteem-wise. We'll try to keep you from going too far down a dark path.
But, like, we'll be, like, laying in bed, and, like, I'm, like, watching TV, and, like, she'll be, like, on her phone, and I'll, like, look over, and it is, like, some, like, apps, like, something out of a horror movie is happening on the phone, and she's like, wow, isn't that great? Like liquid spraying everywhere.
Okay.
From some like bulbous like ball on someone's face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just horrendous. Some people really like the stuff. I don't know.
Glad we're getting this out of the way to start. Glad we're doing this.
Man, this I think you're like more repulsed by it than me. Like you can't even.
Yes.
Listen.
Yeah. It's gross. Yes. I am repulsed by it. Yes.
Now I feel like I like it more because it makes you so grossed out. Now I feel like I want to do it more
right.
on the show.
Well, the last one that you emphasized there, I knew was just you know, needle me a little bit, basically.
It wasn't. I promise you. I was like, this is what happens. I can look down and it's like, what am I watching right now? It's again, like yeah. something out of like a sci-fi flick. Anyway.
Scotland's right. Cringy Cringerson. Scotland hasn't corrected our chat. Yeah.
Baby Baberson, I think, is more like it, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
it. That's what it is.
You might be a bigger baby than me with this stuff, and I am a massive baby when it comes to this stuff. Like, gigantic. I feel like
being an adult is loving that stuff, to just put the shoe on the other foot?
Well, not that you have to love it. I hate it. It's more just like you are like more disgusted by it than I am.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not. I don't love having a conversation about it. I don't think that makes me a baby. Does that make me a baby?
It's pretty horrendous, to be fair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like makes me well adjusted. I would argue.
You ready for the next sentence here? On the show, you get no hot take BS.
ready for this delivered with a straight face?
Just bets, sports.
Just bets and sports. Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
And zits.
Mm-hmm.
Live in the hashtag plethora of places. Odyssey.com, Odyssey app. BetQLNetwork.com, BetQL app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the aforementioned like 3 minutes ago, aforementioned brilliant BetQL network. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is their hometown sportsbook. And of course, the real ones also know about ZitQL. I mean BetQL. BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, the experts, the algorithms, and of course, the five-star plays, which we will give you over the course of the program today, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this F3, three words that start with F. All three of these words start with the letter F.
Got it.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Football Friday.
Three for
phenomenal three. Football Friday. All three words start with F. December 3rd in the year of our Lord 2021. Shows on Twitter at You Better You Bet. Instagram. Are we on Instagram? Are we?
So what's to take the emotional line from the Christmas song? It's like, only in our dreams. Right.
We'll be
posting on Insta.
I feel like it's like
can count on Scott.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like line after line of You Better You Bet producers. You can count on me. And then like, well, we can't.
Oh,
we'll
boy.
Get Instagram content if only in our dreams at YBYB Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Me at the Costos, THEKOSTOS, and your favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. We got two terrific guests coming your way today on this phenomenal Football Friday. Brad Evans, Bally Sports and SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, in his regular spot on a phenomenal Football Friday, top of hour number two, favorite player props week 13 in the NFL. And then following him in his regular phenomenal Football Friday spot, Colin Wilson from the Action Network joins us to break down conference championship weekend in college football, including Bama and Georgia coming up tomorrow in the SEC championship game. Plus, a betting breakdown coming up of the Cowboys and the Saints last night. Do we have to? It's a brutal game. Cowboys win 27-17. The Cowboys could have started you at quarterback last night, Ken, and the final score might have been the same, 27-17. Just an unbelievable, like ridiculously stupid game and terrible game from Taysom Hill. Cowboys win by 10, and I had Saints plus 5. P squared, B squared coming up after that. Cowboys at Washington next week in the NFC East. Saints at the Jets. We'll give you our projected early spreads for those games and how we would look at potentially betting them, provided things stay somewhat static after the games this weekend. At the end of hour number one, we'll take your little hand and we'll put it in mine. Lockmas, as Ken gives his college football card for the weekend, I will give mine as well. You will not be surprised to hear that Ken and I will have many of the same picks. We will have part two of our holiday music roundtable with the crew coming up later in the show as well. And then it's bath time. Bath. I got to come up with something better.
One word that starts with B. One acronym that begins with the letter B.
And
ready?
It's terrible.
Bath.
Bath. I think it's more BAPF. And BAPF, BAPF, of course, stands for...
Sounds like a Batman villain sound effect.
It's a zoink.
Kapow. Zork.
BAPF.
Right. BAPF.
BAPF stands, of course, for the Big Ass Power Hour. It should be Dat Big Ass Power Hour. Duh Big Ass Power. Something with a D. To Big Ass Power Hour.
The Big Ass Power Hour.
The Power Hour.
The weekend on the other side of it.
So the Big Ass, so there's different types of power hours. There's the Power 100. Which, you know, you hear in our show open every day.
Dua Lipa by Elton John, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, yeah. I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm Elton John. That was a better British accent than the one in the open. The Power 100 starts at 5:20 and goes until 7. Then there's the, we call the Power 80 is basically still the Power Hour, which starts at 5:40. Yeah. The Big Ass Power Hour, though, is a two-hour Power Hour. So maybe it should be the Power Double, I don't know. The Big Ass Power
Power Hours?
Yeah, I don't like that as much. Big Ass, okay. I think Big Ass is really funny. When I was in eighth grade, I went
to Big Ass Power Hour.
I went to Dunkin' Donuts. This is a true story. When I was in eighth grade, with a ninth grader named Joe Connor was his name. He was stepbrothers with one of my best friends.
What's up, Joe?
Great kid. Yeah, shout out to Joe Connor. And Joe Connor and I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and he was like 13 and I was like 12. And he said, just like with a straight face to the woman at Dunkin' Donuts, "Give me a big ass soda." And I thought for some reason it was like the funniest thing that's ever been said. And now, like, right. I always think now big ass is really funny as a result.
Right. Meanwhile, the person working there was just like, what am I doing with my life?
like another schmucky kid asking for a big ass cola.
Right. Awesome. This is so much fun. Right.
So the big ass power hour is a 2-hour power hour.
Look at soda at Dunkin' Donuts, by the way.
and it was like, large was not big enough to quench his thirst.
Right. I'm so thirsty. My thirst can only be quenched with a very large soda. Hey, look at donut shop. That is where I will accomplish this mission.
I would like a vat of Sprite, please. Oh, big boy. Ass soda.
Yeah, cauldron of Coke. That's what we're all looking for. Yeah.
So part one of the big ass power hour, week 13 NFL Sunday. All our plays for every single game on the board. Side total will give you props where applicable. If not, you can listen on Sunday. Part two of the big ass power hour, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, the regular power hour, features 5 games in the National Hockey League from the great Bill Mads. Ken and I will run through a 9-game slate. That's it? Only 9? 9-game slate.
I have a couple bets I really like tonight, by the way. I don't say that every night. I got a couple I really, really like.
Okay, let me see here quickly. I don't have
mine open. Really like. So there are two that I there's at least two that I really like, and we could go as much as 4, I think.
I want to give you 2 thoughts before we move on here.
Go ahead.
If Jimmy Butler plays, I want to take the Heat on the money line against the Pacers.
I think he's already out.
Is he out? I saw questionable.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
you might be right about that, though. Okay. Well,
what was your bet there? If he plays?
If he plays, I want to take Heat money line, like Heat to win the game.
Okay.
You know what? I'm taking the Heat on the money line no matter what in this game.
Okay.
I feel like there's unknown here, like what this is going to look like now with Lowry and Hero as the two guys for the Heat. I think I'm going to take maybe I'll take the Heat with the points, but I'm going to bet Miami tonight.
Okay. That was not one of the games that I liked the most. That's good. You're free and clear. You bet whatever you want in that game.
Do you like the Celtics tonight?
Who are they playing again? Utah?
They're on the road in Utah.
God, Utah's been just their splits, their metrics are obnoxiously good recently.
This was like the Brad Stevens spot to buy the Celtics. Was like in
yes,
spot.
This was always Brad Stevens Celtics. I mean, it was just like you could set your watch to some of these West Coast numbers when Brad Stevens was the coach, and now with Udoka, we just have no idea. I think.
All right, just for bleeps and giggles, do you like the Suns?
No, I don't have a bet on that game.
Do you like the over in the Lakers Clippers game?
No, I haven't even really thought about that. No, I don't have a bet on that game right now. Lakers. I kind of
like Bogdan Bogdanovic over. Do you like Bogdan Bogdanovic over assists?
Is he playing tonight?
I don't know.
This was very productive. Right. I'm glad we did this.
So apparently, I'm just going
to. No top 25 Nick tonight either, right? Is there a top? Purdue. You have to be Purdue, right?
Does top 25 Nick have a play? No, top 25 Nick has a play on Kansas and St. John's tonight.
Oh, yeah. Both of the two big games that I gave out no bets for overnights. Those are both yeah. Open if you want to tackle them.
Oh, well, I've already done the work, so we will be putting a bet in on Kansas and St. John's for tonight. So great. 5 games in the NHL, 9 games in the NBA, all the college hoops that your little heart could desire, not just for the games tonight, but then a massive overnight segment into Saturday, the biggest day of the college hoops card of the week, generally. Unless it's like feast week and every day is awesome. It's 3:13 p.m. and we're locked and loaded on a phenomenal football Friday. How we doing?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I was really hoping we would get to like the 60 count before you asked me that question.
Should I have done, should I have, I guess like, I just ran out, I didn't plan on doing it like
I
this.
I thought it would happen organically. I thought we could actually do it. It was my, I could have done one more side talk thing and we would have gotten there. I feel like we actually would have got there, which would have been
it's
really
a,
funny.
You know what?
We're like, it's we're locked and loaded. We're locked and loaded. It's a Fantastic Football Friday. And we'll be right back on You Better You Bet.
Yeah, man.
You want to just
I'll
stop right now?
Here.
Yeah, we can just stop right now and be dead air for 2 minutes if you want. So it was a good idea.
I mean, great, we'll blame Quick Link. And the best part. Everyone,
I'm sorry, guys. Gotta go.
Everyone will believe us.
Right. Bill saying get into overnights. Like Nick signs off and I'm like, all right, we got 3 hours and 47 minutes left. Oh, baby. I'm going to go through every single game. Why not? I got nothing else going on.
This is great because like I made the decision earlier today, like, you know, I just like, you can't throw 100 every day. You just can't. This is, no. you run out of, I mean, I guess I could like 10 years ago, like not at this current stage. So
you haven't lost
like,
your fastball. You're just, your pitch selection is critical.
Well, it's like, as you get older, I feel like this is like an allegory for like all things in life. It's like you stop throwing and you start pitching.
That's actually really good. I like that one.
Yeah, because I feel like I can like roll out of bed every day and like there aren't many things in life I'm good at, but this is I'm good at. Like I feel like I can mentally throw 105 every day. But like it's not good to always throw 105. Sometimes you gotta like you throw a changeup every once in a while or a curve.
You gas yourself out, you burn out.
You burn
out. Scotland's gotta come out of the bullpen and yank you for the lefty Bill Matz out of the bullpen.
Please do that.
Right.
Please.
Here comes Scotland to the mound and Nick. Oh, and Nick is taking off his glove and handing it to Scott and running to the bullpen or running to the dugout.
Scott would have 1 foot on the steps and I would just be walking out.
And you would point to him and be like, me out? Yeah, me. Okay, me. All right, great. See ya. Bye. Yeah,
and then if I got booed for it, then I would give the old Jack McDowell, the old black Jack McDowell right. to the fans.
Take your glove Google off and just kick it into the stands.
Okay. It's a great opening segment. We're just getting started here. It is a phenomenal Football Friday on You Better You Bet. Our college football cards are coming up in about 25 minutes. But on the other side, a betting breakdown of the Cowboys and Saints last night, and P squared, B squared, Saints and the Jets, Dallas, Washington, and NFL Week 14.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.